Support for Radio Boston comes from Hadestown at the Box Center Wang Theater, Broadway's Tony and Grammy-winning Best Musical, an epic celebration of music, togetherness, and hope, raves Forbes. Playing April 23rd through April 28th. Buy your tickets today at boxcenter.org.
If you like to eat, Boston's a pretty good city for that. It has its share of flashy restaurants and celebrity chefs. Names like Jasper White, Lydia Shire, Todd English, Gordon Hammersley have helped build the city's culinary reputation. But it took more than good food, fine wine, and great cooking talent. It took money, lots of money. And in the early days, much of that came from Jack Seidel, a Boston banker who helped many of the city's top chefs take off. Seidel died in 2007, but tonight many of them are honoring Seidel, who helped to revolutionize the Boston restaurant scene. Among them, Steve DiFilippo, chef and owner of Davio's Restaurant, which first opened in Boston and is now located in several cities across the country. And Steve, good to have you.
Thank you.
Also with us, one of Jack Seidel's daughters, Stephanie Seidel, who owns Stephanie's on Newbury Street and Steffi's on Tremont. Thanks for coming into Radio Boston.
My pleasure.
So, Steve DiFilippo, let me start with you. Jack Seidel was a banker willing to take risks on young chefs like you just starting out. How important was that, and how difficult was it for you to find money?
Well, there was no money unless you, if Jack gave it to you. I mean, it was just not going to happen.
He was the guy.
I mean, back, you know, we're talking the early 80s, mid-80s. And not that it's easy today to get money for restaurants, but then it was a total joke. If you went to a bank, first of all, you couldn't even get an appointment in a bank. All right. I mean, they wouldn't even take your call. When you said you were going to finance a restaurant, I mean, you could just hear the laughter of the person on the phone. Like, it just wasn't going to happen. But U.S. Trust was a different ballgame.
That was Jack Seidel's
bank. Jack Seidel, that was his bank. And you would literally get an appointment with Jack, and you would go into his office, and he'd sit behind his desk, and you would sit in front of him, and you would tell your story. You'd say what you'd want to do. And he would just pummel you for an hour. I mean, I would be sweating, like my palms. It would be like the first time I had a girlfriend when I was 15. You know, I mean, it was that feeling, how nervous you were to go see Jack. And he, first of all, he knew restaurants. He wasn't like just a banker who knew numbers. Mm. He was interested in the food. He was interested in your menu, your prices, your location, who your chef was, who your managers were, where you're going to get your waiters. You know, he would just ask you these crazy questions, and if you didn't know what you were doing, it would be a quick meeting.
Stephanie, tell us a little about your dad. I read that he didn't like to be called a banker. He considered himself an entrepreneur, maybe a lender, not a banker.
Not a banker. Well, right. Certainly our feeling or what a banker is did not fit my dad. You know, he was not a tight kind of bow tie guy at all. Yeah. He also really prided himself on having great feel for people. Mm. And I think he did a lot of his lending from his feel of people. He knew he had a feel who would make it, who would pay back that loan, who had a great sense of the restaurant business. Because after all, it is a business. Mm. It's not just about food. I mean, he would say in the early days, I don't think half these chefs know the difference between a credit and a debit.
Right?
Right? So it was really important to him that not only did you know good food, but you knew how to run a business.
But he must have had a lot of passion for restaurants, because if it was just about making money, you wouldn't be lending money necessarily to restaurateurs or to, like, oh, Steve, I guess you were 24 at the time,
correct,
right? 24. That wouldn't be considered the best bet, right?
You know what? The guy was food crazed.
Yeah.
Passionate was not even expressing, right?
Exactly.
Right? How nutsy he was about food. He was wacko with food.
Recipes, too. He always wanted to know how things were made.
Right.
You know, it was always interesting conversations. He would think he'd be talking about food costs and labor costs, but we would talk about what we put in our bolognese sauce. I mean, that's what he wanted
right.
to talk about.
Oh, he cared about bolognese
sauce,
too.
Yeah, that was
too.
His thing.
Right.
We're doing tonight at the
right.
event, by the way.
All right. So tell me a little bit about this event. What's going to be happening?
Well, we have all the chefs that he helped out. We have Jasper there and Todd English.
Jasper White, Todd English.
Yeah, Barbara Lynch and myself. And a lot of the people that came from me as well, like Mark O'Fally and Jeff Gates, who came from, you know. So it's all the disciples of all of us, because we've been around a long time.
What would Boston's restaurant scene be like today without a Jack Seidel?
I think it'd be more chains. You know, I think what's great about Boston is we have all these personalities. We have all these people like myself and Jasper and Lydia. And,
right.
It goes on and on and
right.
on. I mean, this city is really a Jack Seidel city. I mean,
right.
it's really crazy if you really look at what happened here. And it didn't happen in a lot of other cities. If you look at other cities, much more chains. Chains did not come to Boston until the last 5 years, 7 years, 8 years.
But now Jack Seidel contributed to some of these chains, right? I mean, Bertucci's, a successful chain.
Absolutely.
Right? Yeah,
absolutely.
But it was one. He started the first one in Somerville. I mean,
right.
You know, it wasn't like, you know, it was a chain.
Yeah,
you know,
right.
You know what,
Steve? You are so right about that. When I really think about what differentiates Boston, we are so chef-driven here. Mm-hmm. And those chains, I mean, I almost feel badly that I want to keep Boston unique the way it's been with the food scene here.
Right. Well, let me ask you this. For somebody coming up today, is there a Jack Seidel out there? I mean, what's it like?
No, you got to go and raise your own money today.
Huh. Yeah, the investor route. Everyone kind of goes and gets a bunch of people to put money in and...
there isn't like one sort of godfather of the restaurant scene.
Not to
and
my
I don't
knowledge.
Mean godfather in a bad way. Yeah. You know,
well, I mean, I use First Republic Bank, you know, and they've been fantastic to me, you know. But I'm older now and I have more assets and, you know, I think getting started, you really have to do the investor route.
So, Stephanie, what was it that drove your dad to take these risks? I mean, did he have a vision beyond just his own sort of passion for food? Did he have a vision about what he wanted this city to be in terms of its restaurant scene?
I don't think so. I think that oftentimes passion drives many things. Mm. And I think you don't necessarily know the outcome of it. But I do think his passion and his involvement in food and the interest in the business, I think it all snowballed.
Yeah, I think he started out helping a few of us, and then it kind of snowballed from there. And he started to enjoy it. And I think he enjoyed going to our restaurants and knowing he started us. I mean, I think he had a great feeling, and we miss him dearly.
The interesting thing about my father the last year or two before he died was he used to come and have lunch with me every single day, which I loved, and I miss a lot. He'd sit down. For me, it wasn't about the food. Do you have the P&L ready? You know what the food cost is? I mean, he taught me to analyze the P&L. Let me tell you, it was the best thing and one of the best lessons I've ever learned.
Stephanie Seidel is owner of Stephanie's on Newbury and Steffi's on Tremont. And Steve DiFilippo is chef and owner of the Davio's restaurants. Thanks so much for coming in, both of you.
My pleasure.
Thank you.
For more information about tonight's celebration of Jack Seidel, go to our website, radioboston.org.
Radio Boston is a production of WBUR with regular contributions from The Angle at Boston.com. I'm Meghna Chakrabarty.
And I'm Anthony Brooks. Join us again tomorrow for more Radio Boston.